you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Well, hello, hello, Spook Show fans. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach, welcoming you to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. If you love the show, head on over to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code ZAC for a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the Gas Digital Network. You can also go to PodcastMerch.com, where we have hats, hoodies, t-shirts, and long sleeves. And thank you for wearing them out to shows. We should have new designs coming soon. And it looks like my pin person is coming out of retirement, so I'm going to have pins again. Today's a very special day. I am joined by two very special gentlemen, two of my favorite guests that I ever have on this show. These guys are absolutely two of my fucking real life fucking buds, and they're hilarious comics, and I'm very happy to have them here today. To my right, from Stoner Dads, Miss Sydney Gant.
What's up? Happy to be here, man.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm pumped. I'm a little, you know, I get nervous when I come here because, you know, I get freaked out with scary movies.
Well, this ain't one of those, trust me.
Dude, I wish you would have told me before.
We're having fun today.
Sweat all the way up here.
We're having fun today.
Dude,
don't worry.
Dude, it was a 2-hour sweat drive.
It'll go back to scary in a few weeks. Dude, we're having fun.
I'm going to embarrass myself for the Zach and the guest. Like, dude, this is
no,
like.
Not today. And
I switched shirts before I got out of my car because of this.
To my left, from the No Need for Apologies podcast, braving an injury to be here with us today. Very, very kind of him. We got Dave Temple.
Yeah, man. Thank you. And this is a special just to see this side of Sydney Gant.
Yeah.
The nervous, anxious side. Yeah. I haven't seen this side in ever.
Well, this is not a movie to be nervous about, I assure you. Let's get plugs out of the way. Temple, what do you want people to check out, baby?
I'm Dave Temple on all social media platforms. Follow me on all those things. You know, like my stuff. Engage. Check out the podcast. No Need for Apologies here on the Gas Digital Network. And if you enjoy the podcast, check out our link tree and find out some of our live dates. If you're in the area, come and check us out.
Fantastic. Sid.
Oh, yeah. At Sydney Gant on Instagram, where I'm working on a bunch of sick kicks you can check out. That's SIDNEYGANTT. That's how you find that. Also, check out Stoner Dads, the podcast. And I just had a really fun appearance on Ryan Shaner's The End Podcast. And I'd love for you guys to check that out.
Absolutely. Right. Shout out Ryan Shaner, The End Podcast, one of the fucking boys.
Specify the sick kicks they'll be seeing on social media?
So, right now, I'm working on aerial kicks. Yeah, so, yeah. Catching air.
Just so to make sure no one's expecting to see sneakers. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. Fair enough. Fair enough. I'm a different kind of kick guy.
And, guys, you know where to find me. At Zach is not funny on Instagram. If you're in the Poughkeepsie area, I will be at Laugh It Up Mahoney's on the 25th of March with Andy Malafarina. And I'll have some more dates to announce soon. Before we go any further, though, how about a word from our sponsors? Hey, guys, I just want to talk to you real quick about one of our favorite sponsors, and that's our good friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you do Kratom, and if you don't start on my account, there's only one place you should be going, and that's our good friends at YoKratom.com. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and buying just a little bit of Kratom at a time when you can get a whole kilo delivered right to your door discreetly for just $60. It's the best deal going in the world of Kratom, and they are the best sponsor in the world. They take care of everything we do here at Gas Digital and at The Spook Show. So once more, guys, you know them, you love them. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. And we're back. Today's movie, guys, has been much requested. We're going to be wrapping up Black History Month. It's been a pleasure. And I did do two old school blaxploitation movies. So I do not think this movie counts as blaxploitation. I also am skipping a movie in this series to get to it because it's been so highly requested. However, we will work our way backwards and get number 4 in. But today's movie is Leprechaun 5.
Ooh.
Otherwise known as Leprechaun in the Hood.
In the Hood.
Now, we've said it before, all great franchises have limited options once they get past a certain number.
Yeah.
You're either going to go to the Hood or space. And this little motherfucker already went to space in 4. He's also been to Vegas. And every great franchise does it. You know, I count Jason X as Jason Goes to the Hood. Mm. Or excuse me, Jason Takes Manhattan. Jason X is Jason in space. Michael Myers, I will take him fighting Busta Rhymes as going to the Hood. Chucky starts in the Hood. Won't lie. Candyman starts in the Hood. And then Children of the Corn. 3, Urban Harvest.
What?
Is that like true?
Oh boy. Rooftop farms? Is there an Amish v. Black basketball game? Yes. Does who you think win?
No.
But this is Leprechaun in the Hood. A movie so silly that logistically it negates the rest of the series timeline and makes the entire series make no sense. And we'll get into that.
Okay.
Starring Warwick Davis. This is a movie everyone has been asking me to do since I started the show, and I'm so excited to share it with you guys. We are going to be watching it on Prime. It's, I believe, also on Tubi or somewhere for free. You can always sync it up. You can always watch it for free. Fridays at midnight with a pre-stream starting at 11:30, curated by myself and Miss Alexandra Scarlato. Or you can just sign up at GasDigitalNetwork.com, where you have access to every single episode we've ever done, over 200 episodes, and you can watch them anytime you want, on demand, uncensored, commercial free. Ladies in the booth, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So this is the last Leprechaun movie released by Trimark, I believe. It was supposed to have a completely different plot where the Leprechaun goes to the White House and infiltrates the presidency. Instead, they went, let's take this guy to the Hood.
Is it at least the Hood of D.C.?
Yeah.
Warwick Davis plays the Leprechaun?
Warwick Davis has been the Leprechaun in all of the movies except... two of the newer ones. One, he is played by Hornswoggle from WWE, but he's not really seen. He's more of a monster. And then he is also played by a new actor in the new remake, which was not as much fun.
Bro, remakes have been missing. I tried the Willow remake.
Ooh, yeah.
Brutal.
It's already hood shit. Who the hell woke me up?
Yeah.
Who's down there making all that noise? Tall increases. Solution. I wasn't sleeping. I was just resting my eyes.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Warwick Davis, too, for taking all of these roles for years.
Taking all of them. There's got to be little people that look at him and Dinklage like, you motherfuckers. There's room for the rest of us.
There's also, he shows, like, is it because he's acting? Like, his lifespan is really, really long, right?
Yes. Well, we've also known him since he's a child. Pretty much.
Yeah, because he was a child in Willow.
Yeah.
Like, you can definitely see that now. You're like, oh, he was not an adult.
He had an adult face, though.
Yes.
But now you look at him, and he's got a real adult face, and you're like, I see the difference.
This is also the...
Red Grant?
Yeah, you know when your baby got a loose neck? You have a baby, but it got that loose neck? You're like, hold your neck still, baby. Sorry, that's my red.
That's beautiful.
This is the Leprechaun movie that was released closest to St. Patrick's Day. I believe it came out within a week or two of St. Patrick's Day. Straight to DVD.
I believe it was right before. Okay, a little early.
A number of facts. But my most favorite fact of it, again, is that if you logically look at the timeline of it, it makes all the other Leprechaun movies not happen.
Right.
That means whoever wrote it,
now,
did not see the other Leprechaun movies.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Which was not, that's a day. That's a day of work, maybe.
Right. Now, with the other, do you remember 1, 2, did they also require the long intro to count for movie time?
No.
No, okay.
No, this is, This is straight to DVD Leprechaun territory.
Yeah.
The theatrical releases actually are movies that start and begin like. But yes, I have taught Dave well that
because
can tell a movie's really bad when it has the extended opening and end credits so that it hits an hour and a half perfectly,
right.
Which this movie is a perfect hour and a half.
So as I'm saying, like, what year was this movie?
This is 2000.
Yeah, that's way too late to still be using a long intro, right?
Like, yeah.
I thought that was an 80s thing, you know what I mean? Early 90s.
Nah, all the Steven Seagal's movies after, like, they're all padded runtime.
Yeah, they put, like, assistant costume designer in the opening credits.
Yeah. All right, and what's when is this set? What's
this,
the time period?
So this is supposed to be, believe it or not, the 70s.
Okay.
Cole 54?
Copyrights.
Matthew Ball was bullshit.
Man, it gotta be down here somewhere.
That's actually not iced tea, that's Nest tea.
Burger's probably still good.
Jesus Christ.
If iced tea had a baby with an Asian girl, would it be named Arnold Palmer?
Hilarious.
Arnold Palmer. Dude, so I ate an old cheeseburger in the back of one of our coolers in our van that we traveled for track.
Nice.
And it was in there for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And I ate it like when we were traveling up the States on a dare. And I got food poisoning and lost.
I believe that.
It was
on a dare.
All the way, by the way, it was a pristine burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Like, still looked like it
was
fresh.
That's how kids are. I remember one time we went to Chicago for like jazz band to like perform in a concert. And we decided to box each other in the mouth with boxing gloves we had bought like hours before. It's just like you're punching each other in the mouth. You need your mouth for the concert.
The whole woodwind department. Done.
So yeah, starts easy. 70s criminals find a stash of treasure that is connected to this little statue.
Mm.
The deal in the Leprechaun movies is that he's got a necklace. When the necklace is on, he's a statue. When the necklace is off, he comes to life.
His gold chain?
Yeah.
Yep.
You got to free him of his chain. Oh, okay, I like it.
Yeah, the allegory isn't exactly subtle.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all I needed.
He doesn't need to stretch or anything. He's just right with the shit.
What's this for? And you know they're not even going subtle when it's an immediate death by Afro pick.
Mm. You picked on the wrong one. Did he just come?
The pick I always knew about, I didn't know about the circular brush until I did 30 Rock and I saw a girl brush Tracy Morgan's hair and she had like the handheld circle brush.
Uh huh.
And I was like, what's that?
Yeah.
That's new to me.
What do you think about white kids that got into do-rags?
Unless you're cracking Miko, no. He can do it because he goes beyond race.
Yeah.
And I think the gimmick is so good that he could do it, but it is the worst.
Yo, we just established a word for white people that are beyond their white race. We call them white condas.
Okay.
White condas.
By the way, this is... If you look at Ice-T's filmography, he's just pumping out movies
around
this era.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
He cannot. Because what happened is he did good. He just pulled a baseball bat.
What?
Afro.
Beautiful.
Does he have powers also? Or?
No, this is just, we're not trying.
Oh, my Afro's empty.
Yeah. It's like Mary Poppins' bag. So he did good movie. He did Surviving the Game. He did Tank Girl. He's like a good actor, but then he just did everything.
This is the epitome of like when you are done, like when you make it out of the hood and you officially know like, oh, there's no going back. Well, yeah. I might as well just stay at work. What else do you got?
He's knocking out movies, and he was also like doing this thing where he would do albums, and the soundtrack of the movie would be like five of his songs.
Yeah.
So essentially, I think the movies were paying for his records.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's doing records... He's immediately profiting off records because they're the soundtrack to the movie. The movie pays for the soundtrack.
Yeah. It's the way to win. Like Will Smith, believe it or not, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, that is the number one hip-hop song ever as far as rotations, and it counts because of the intro being played in syndication over and over again.
Also, first continuity error. The necklace turns to stone in that shot.
Yes, it did.
And then it's gold again, and then remains gold for the rest of the movie. Continuity error number one. Now, the plot of this movie is that the leprechaun was turned into a statue in the 70s and is now waking up in modern day, I want to say Compton?
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I apologize. Which means that Leprechaun 1, 2, and 3, all which happened in the late 80s, early 90s, did not happen because he's been stoned that whole time.
Yeah.
Space, I guess, worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, so now there's a giant logic gap in the Leprechaun movies.
You just have to accept the fact that black people were here first.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Or that there's more than one Leprechaun, which I prefer.
Yeah, that was the 1670s step.
Okay. You know the sad part? Well, not even the sad part is, then that means I have recently watched this movie. And it wasn't on this podcast.
No.
I was probably in a hotel somewhere. And
I guarantee you. So it was one of two things. It was St. Patrick's Day weekend and you turned on sci-fi.
Uh-huh.
Or it was BET late at night.
It was definitely sci-fi. And it was definitely like a weekend where they were doing a leprechaun marathon. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. Like, this is so funny too, because like everything in black people were shooting in LA starts like this. Like even porn starts like this. Yeah.
Like in this alley.
It's just three dudes walking in
school children.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Boys in the Hood started the same way.
Yeah, they make it seem like black people weren't a little bit like incredulous about walking down alleys.
I mean, I'd imagine so.
It's the only shortcut we know.
Are you saying they're not faster? They just know shortcut?
Yeah, exactly.
We just got alley. We know alley.
Swifter. How else do you think we get away with our size 42 waist pants?
Yeah.
Stop buying my pants. The amount of times, because now I wear like plaid leggings, that black guys think I'm in pajamas because they see plaid pants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And think they're pajamas. And I'm like, sir, you're wearing a 6XL t-shirt and basketball shorts.
A night shirt.
You're in my pajamas. You're wearing my pajamas.
Yeah, like when white people see sketchy alleys, they're like, oh, that looks scary. When white people see it, they're like, well, I'll only be 30 minutes late now.
Boy, where you get this guitar?
It was my Uncle Junior's.
Yeah. He got it from Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, that's
I recently saw a photo of my old band, and I remembered the backstory to it. It was the three of us sitting on our car drinking tequila, doing this pose.
Yeah.
We're all in drag, covered in makeup with like fabric and stuff tied to us. And I just remember that the second we took that photo, somebody came out, and we're doing some bar show in California. And somebody came out and went, hey, you guys are in Compton? I would go back inside the venue now. And we go, why? And they go, and they just point around the neighborhood to all the gathering groups of people that are witnessing these three drag queens. And they went, we would go back in the venue now. We were like, noted. Thank you. Boy, you ain't no gangster. That tour we did Compton and Oakland. Oakland was a war zone.
Yeah. Gotta start a small market.
I couldn't believe how Oakland, we did a house show, and homeless people were just walking in and out of people's houses because they saw the door was open.
Boy, you need to get yourself some pussy. Boy, you blow off your dick fucking around with all them chemicals.
I mean, if you're homeless and you see a door open, you gotta check.
I don't understand why more homeless people aren't. Like, I was thinking about that today. Yesterday, there was a homeless person that got on the train, but like the Amtrak train.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's just like, yeah, I'm just trying to get a couple dollars in. And he's just trying to, I don't need it. And I'm like, good for you. Like, yeah, you guys are always in the station. Someone made it to the train.
Hell yeah. Bullshit. Chow.
You get the fuck out.
Damn, Chow, come on.
That's Chow?
Yeah.
Hey.
You ever hear that song, I Want to Be Ninja?
No. Yeah.
You leave Chow's door.
The whole song, she's like trying to chop, chop, chop Chow down to Chinatown.
Like, I feel like the casting for this whole thing was just like, are you ready to sell out your race completely?
Yeah.
Are you ready to ham it up?
Have you guys ever tried to pawn anything and it was embarrassing?
I pawned a few things. I don't think I was embarrassed by it. But
I got so embarrassed by one.
What was it?
I had a roommate that was moving out. Well, his girl moved out first, and they owed me rent money. And one of the things, he goes, hey, she left her violin here. I can't pay you back everything, but you can go pawn this.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, let me. Let me go pawn this violin. And I go to a pawn shop, and it's just, of course, like a fat guy watching a closed circuit TV.
Yeah.
In the bulletproof glass. And when he had like to maybe sell this, and he literally opens it, goes on eBay, types it in, and it says like $7. He goes, yeah, I don't want it, and just keeps doing what he wanted. And in my head, I'm like, I got like 100, 200 bucks this violin. And I'm like, nope, I'm an asshole. I'm the dumbest motherfucker that's ever lived.
Dude, I remember being embarrassed, but it did work out for me. When my dad was like sick and dying, I was like cleaning out his house. My dad had a bunch of CDs. Like, he had a massive CD collection. And one of those places was the FYE. They were still buying shit back at this time. And I remember going down there with like these two big laundry bags full of CDs, like, huh? And it actually worked out. My dad, his taste in music was so like eclectic and all over the place that the titles were actually worth something. So it's not like we were coming in with a bunch of CDs that people were cashing in. They're like, oh yeah, we don't have these actually. Yeah, I'm gonna sort through these. Give me like a week. And yeah, he cut me a check. It was a pretty sizable check too for a bunch of CDs.
That's great. Yeah, I'd never felt dumber walking out of the pawn shop with my item.
Yeah.
That I walked in with garbage.
Yeah, the only embarrassing thing that ever happened to me in a pawn shop, I pawned a bunch of Nintendo games. And the whole thing was to go back later and buy one of them back. And when I went back to buy it back, I couldn't afford it. It was like, they gave me like maybe $20 for all of my games. And then they were selling that one game for like $34.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, too. You feel like when you know you're not coming back for the thing, you do feel like they're judging you a little bit, where you're like, I'm not down as bad as you think I am. I just don't have any use for these.
Yeah. I mean, I was a kid, too, man. I thought I was a hustler. I thought I figured it out.
Yeah. Well, you did. Hey, who gives a shit? I mean, if we large,
stupid. Hey, you. Get the fuck away from that. Is that yours? Stop touching shit. Go over there with your fucking friends.
I don't really. Do you know Red?
Not personally.
Have you met him?
Hey, I've met him, yeah.
I only know one. I heard he was a jerk off to a friend of mine. But other than that, I think he's very funny.
Yeah.
I heard he was when it comes out of my goddamn dog. Wouldn't stop talking about his car. Fuck with me, bitch. And at a Comedy Central thing, was very mean to some young comics who were on the taping.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it was your first taping? Yo, Mac Daddy. I got a Maserati like that.
Yeah, man.
He was the first comedian to make duck face work for him.
Yeah.
Let me just talk to my boy real quick. He's tripping like, look, you motherfuckers are waste.
These guys must have been psyched to be in a movie when I stayed. Trying to be down with this
label, okay? Look at him, duck facing in the back. Get the fuck out of here.
Look, yeah, he really does.
You want to do this? You understand what you, kid? You deaf? Or you just dumb like your mom? I got to come over there and bitch smack you like I used to do her.
Man, every fucking stereotype.
Don't even fuck around. Just get out of here. Forget you and your motherfucking homeboys fucked up. Yeah. This is real here, kid.
Bruh, hey, I saw a motherfucking leprechaun 30 years ago. All right, you don't want to fuck with me.
Fuck him. See, I ain't no loser.
This guy's clean-shaven chest bugs
wax.
Me.
That is a wax chest.
Yeah.
Unless one of y'all big-head niggas win the lotto tomorrow, we can forget about the contest and going to Las Vegas. Now you talking, motherfucker.
Do you ever picture these guys like offset with British accents?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I love drill rap right now, because I love seeing British children misbehave.
Just so you guys know, I was going to torture you with Tales from the Hood Part 2, which might be unwatchable.
Yeah. Because one was brutal.
Oh, no, I love one.
I loved it, but it's still a brutal. It's still a. You got to. this suspends some belief.
Yes, and two is maybe a fourth of the budget.
So this hat is definitely to cover male pattern baldness on a teenager, right? So it's
okay to play your little bullshit. Oh, you think his hairline goes way back?
Well, yeah, and the way that they have him clean shaven to not show he's 40. That was different, and you know it. How you think that motherfucker got where he is?
Yo, he done worse shit than us, man. Keeping us brothers down. Controlling who get out and who don't. It's time somebody took something back, homie. Took some action.
Kind of like Robin Hood. Instead, we're going to be robbing in the hood. Oof, what a look. There's no way a black person wrote that line.
Yeah.
That is a brutally fucking... Now too.
You tell me, Post. How else we going to do it?
Man, you'd be surprised how many hood puns happen in the hood, though.
Yeah?
Like, there's like a lot of love for the hood culture in the hood.
Hood puns.
Yeah.
We meet at McKenzie Park, 6:30.
The discipline on these people, huh?
Yeah.
6:30 a.m.?
Like Max said, ain't nothing but a hip-hop thing.
I can't tell none of my friends with no shirt on. Hey, 6:30 a.m.,
hey.
Meet me in the park.
Be there promptly.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about lateness.
Ready to do this?
Yeah, I'm ready to do this, fam. Let's do this.
Yeah. My nigga.
Did you have cereal for breakfast, my nigga?
Shit, let's go to Vegas.
Did you have a balanced breakfast?
Yeah. Wow, this is a time capsule outfit.
Yeah.
So what's the deal? We're going to do this shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that walk was that long?
Yeah. Yeah, they had to cut that down. That is a time that fucking big coat. That is a kind of black dude I distinctly remember.
Oh yeah,
from 2000
R&B videos. Women would sing about this black man. He's always out with his friends.
Yeah, it's also an Onyx jacket. Like the whole group Onyx wore that jacket.
Yeah.
Ah, what did they say? If you want to hide it, put it in the book.
Yeah. I thought he was just knocking them over. The fuck is this? Yeah.
Where the money at?
Yo, isn't this how you do the combination?
Yeah. Forgive the old-timey race joke I'm about to reference. Oh, man, he hit all the welfare checks in his work boots.
Hilarious. Wait, so he has the leprechaun in his office.
He has the leprechaun in a case.
And this they just have C4?
Wait, was this 6 at night or 6 in the morning?
I think it's 6 in the morning.
Okay. Isn't that wild that Ice-T gets to the office at 6 a.m.?
It might be 6.
I don't think
6 at night would make sense. I feel like 6 at night means they just turned around.
Yeah, but why did he have to use C4? He could have just broke that weak-ass cabinet. That was like...
Maybe they thought he had a safe. Oh, you gotta take that flute.
That is a weird thing, though, to encase the leprechaun that killed your friend when you were robbing him and you just stare at it every day for 30 years.
Be gold, you thieving hoods.
Oh,
you
wow.
You have more loot than Tiger Woods.
By the way, we're going to laugh at... We're going to laugh at everything the leprechaun says.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I guess he had the rhyme, but it's kind of funny that he can reference Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even though he's been... Hoods.
Frozen well,
even though he's been
decades.
Frozen since the 70s.
For all of Tiger's life.
Right? Yeah, he's well aware of the current golf scene.
Yeah. Now, I...
That's what a big deal a black guy who was good at golf was. It got the statues.
Yeah.
I am impressed by the gangster that they always portray to be like these guys are blasting and emptying clips on sight.
Yes.
They shot Ice-T.
And he leprechaun. Passed. They shot him in his gold chain.
They shot him in the amulet.
Him, but it knocked them out.
Yeah.
As together, we will shake them with fear.
I'm pretty pumped to be watching this.
I want to see him selling his mixtape CD out on the street corners.
Also, like, Ice-T shows fear the way Sidney Gantt shows it.
But still, I see you're a big fat ass.
Mm. Yo, bars. Like, is anybody even acknowledging that he's a freestyle rapper?
I mean, he does speak like that in all the movies.
Yeah.
That's not for this.
But these are record execs, right?
Yeah.
Somebody should be noticing his talent.
Oh, if you don't think the Leprechaun will be on stage with a microphone at some point.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's the Adventures in Babysitting format, right?
Yeah. She's real. Come now. Start calling himself a leprechaun nigga.
I believe the
leprechaun.
Yeah. Big J said leprechaun once. No, that's a Voss line. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Voss at way back, J tells the story that Voss is doing an all black room and Voss did some type of Voss thing. He's like, "You're a black gentleman, right, sir?" And the guy goes, "Nah, I'm Irish." And Voss goes, "What are you, a leprechaun?"
Leprechaun.
God, I love Rich Voss.
Yeah.
That article about him getting in trouble in Canada was funnier than most people's specials.
Yeah, what did he get in trouble for?
He got in trouble with some club
because
there was a table full of blackout drunk Native American women. I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were heckling him, and he said something. He called them all alcoholics, and he said that they needed to go to an AA meeting.
Mm.
And they got mad at him, and they went to walk out. And he goes, go back to your fucking wigwam.
Yeah, he should have said, "You need to go to an AA meeting." AA meeting.
I watched the Super Bowl with a bunch of my friends. My friend, actually, Dave, you know my friend Seeger.
Yeah,
where a bunch of his friends are all just like normal people. So I'm sitting there like not making jokes, trying not to be completely awful. And we're watching. Every time the Chiefs score Super Bowl, they cut to a bar, and people are going,
yeah.
And this one guy goes, he goes, "I feel like that's really inappropriate, and they shouldn't do that." And went, "Yeah, they should stop imitating Native Americans and go back to binge drinking."
Yeah, Chiefs it still flies because it's like respect, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm just noticing you're missing a face piercing.
Oh, yeah, I took it out for a part, and I haven't replaced it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did a movie in Baltimore, and I took it out for... Who's there? Oh, Goldfinger. Wait, is that what I took it out for? I took it out for something I was in.
Yeah.
And I just haven't put it back. Oh, I had to do full burn makeup for a movie. I had to do, like, a full facial burn.
Okay.
And I took it out because I didn't want it to get stuck in the latex.
Huh.
And I just haven't replaced it. He's having fun. He's aware.
Like, they're also interacting with each other like they don't have a history.
Yeah. Damn, you little ugly motherfucker. That's just how he... You must be tripping. That's just how he responds to little people.
Uh-huh. Jesus Christ, we do have a limited vocabulary. It's rap.
This is back before black people knew the word irregardless.
Yeah.
Oh, I love green electricity.
Absolutely.
Especially because this poor guy just had to pretend.
Yeah.
And then they just blow a smoke machine on him.
And that's the crazy part is he's acting his ass off and not enough people are going to see that performance.
Nope. Covered in green electricity.
Better be the best audio equipment you got in this sorry motherfucker.
Like, I feel like he had a little watch party in his apartment. His girlfriend definitely hugged and kissed him after that scene. Yeah. Oh my God, baby, you were so good.
Dude, these movies back in the day made it seem like black people never said anything nice to each other.
No, not at all. This is why people think we are the way we are.
Yeah, with your bitch ass nice haircut, pussy.
And we're ready to kill. 6:30 in the morning.
Look at this motherfucker bitch ass with his new shoes.
First, let me shave.
6:30 in the morning. Can we make it 7:30? I gotta drop my kids off at school.
I don't mind cutting my evening short to be there.
Hey, what about my warranty? Warranty, boy, you don't get no warranty. You're lucky you
The security guard at the dorm I went to in college, we called because that's the only word he said. He would just be on the phone all night talking to bitches going, yeah. And I remember one night at like 5 in the morning, he's just spitting game on the phone. And I heard him go, yeah, why don't you come over? My shift's over at 8. Yeah, you come over. We'll have breakfast. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's a pause. He goes, what time they got to go to school? I drive them. I was like, this guy is committed to this pussy.
Oh, my God, they are. We just did a show Friday. We had a young couple that were there celebrating Valentine's Day. They've been dating for like 9 months. So it's kind of like a new relationship. Yeah. And, you know, we asked them about pets. And we go, does anybody got cats? Yeah. And the lady goes, oh, yeah, I got a cat. And I'm like, how you feel about that? And the guy goes, oh, I'm allergic. They're going like, how the fuck does that work? And he's like, yeah, we just get it done. And I'm like, yeah, that is a true testament to how guys are committed to pussy.
I get in that house, I got 35 minutes to get this pussy before it's all over for me.
I think Tim McLaughlin takes like two different allergy medications because his chick has a cat.
What's the name is like that? Mike Figgs. Yeah, he's on shit because he's got a dog that he's allergic to.
No, I can't live like that. I can visit pussy like that, but I can't like live like that.
Yeah.
I told you we would. Time to give me some poontang. You know what I'm saying?
No black person has ever said that.
No? Poontang?
Yeah.
What? Not an adult black child, but black children. Yes.
Yeah, who are in the rest.
10 and 11. You know, you're calling it poontang.
We're going to Vegas. We're about to win a contest.
And I mean, he's dressed like a 10 or 11 year old.
You do video child dance.
Yeah, Red is just like a fucking WNBA player.
No, child, I don't think we're going to be having you in our video, you know what I'm saying? But,
This poor
many dances.
This guy really had to do it. Not only there's no coverage of him.
Yeah.
He's doing a gritty. He's ahead of his time.
I mean, but it's like, you know, there's the George Takei's of the world.
Yeah.
And there's this guy.
Yeah, this poor guy has no coverage of him embarrassing himself.
The music in me.
You want to hear my George Takei?
Yeah.
It's not everybody does Oh My. It's not what you do. You ready?
Go ahead.
They placed us in internment camps. It's the only other thing he says.
Yeah, I like those on Stern when they always had him saying inappropriate things.
We were placed in internment camps.
Kiss my balloon nut.
What?
Did you ever hear the Stern where Artie pretended to come out to him?
No.
They set up microphones, and Artie had a private meeting with George Takei. Yeah. And he said that he was hanging out with a guy and they wound up having sex. Out, and that he's a homosexual and he wants George to help him come out on the air.
Uh-huh.
And George Takei is the nicest man on earth.
Oh, my.
Artie, no. I'm honored you would bring this information to me. And Artie's like such a good actor, so he's like crying on him. And he's like, Artie, it's okay. You'll have a great life.
Yeah, your butthole's going to be sore for a little while.
Oh,
you will get used to it.
Then I got something for that little green piece of shit.
This is a slippery slope. Like the difference between being a loyal friend and just a henchman. My goal in life is to never be a henchman. You know what I mean?
Like, the difference between the homie and the henchman.
That'd be a good novel. Yeah. The homie and the henchman. It's like Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde, but like, you know.
It's just a different type of sunglass.
Yeah.
Have something.
Ah, the most important thing in the movie.
Yeah.
They ever dreamed.
Whoa. Kind of scared me there, boy.
There is no way a black person reacting this comfortable with a midget that just came up on him.
Oh, shit, look at Leprechaun.
You know what I mean?
Y'all ready to see Leprechaun say, yeah. Give me that.
I think he's a crackhead. Got a hold of the wrong stuff.
I do that whole video. I can do.
This is a magical flute passed on by my great grandfather, who was a leprechaun hunter.
Oh my God.
See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to rent a backhoe. I'm going to dig up the whole tree. I want to know where to go now.
Where to go? That's what we want to know. Where to go? Like, do you understand? That news team, like that van, how happy they probably were once they saw the hood coming out. Like, now, as a news person, when you're out trying to get field footage and you want to make sure your shit goes to air, you're probably so happy when you see a bunch of shirtless black people just approaching your news camera like, oh, shit, we're getting on air today.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I realized that the other day. The phrase, once you go black, is not just for a relationship. It's also for street magicians and news anchors on the street.
Yeah.
Dude, once you go black, you never go back.
Yeah.
Never
my argument back. With news anchors, you can also go very poor white. You go redneck hard.
Yeah.
And you'll also get wild.
Those are white condos.
Yeah. Ah, they transcend race.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you're homeless and white, you've transcended race.
You're kind of white.
Yeah, I mean, like, you could put the greatest comedy sketch writers on Earth into a room, and they are not going to come up with a funnier thing than the news broadcast of the day Popeyes ran out.
Yeah. Mm. This is always a weird thing. Even if you are evil, the few minutes of being felt up has to be like, hey, buddy.
I think it's more, is it you just doing Bugs Bunny?
Yeah. Did it come out with a papaya on his head?
Yeah. But come on, you had to feel that black man getting excited.
Yeah. This is, by the way, I think he has a fetish for it because the leprechaun does pose as a woman a lot. Freddie did it in number 4, I think, in the beginning.
Yeah.
He seduced mute kid in the waterbed.
That makes sense for a dream, though.
Yeah. This, the leprechaun, I think, just generally enjoys it. He also was a man's penis in Leprechaun in Space.
That's pretty sick.
This, though, they've always depicted, like, black men as having the ability to rob, kill, and then go party a few hours later. Like, nothing happened.
Yeah, they're not portrayed with remorse.
That's how you recharge. They lost all their power robbing and killing. Now they got to recharge. That'd be a sick black video game, like, you know, for the black character to recharge, has to go dance in the party real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Go give a girl a Wally.
I'm almost at 100 health. Play my song.
All right, man.
Oh. Oh.
What's up, little bitches?
Oh, you can't recharge at the same party your baby mama's at, though.
Yeah.
No.
Dude. Steal my shit. Bust my motherfucking spot.
He got on his revenge chain.
A trick said a sentence to me the other day that was so telling. And it put me in a weird spot. So I'm getting tattooed the other day. I was on the road, and me and Faga decided to go have just a romantic man day.
Yeah.
We had to check out of the hotel at noon, and the show was at 7.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, instead of paying for a hotel, let's just see what... And we found this little town called Ballsport Springs, New York.
Okay.
It had, like, 2 traffic lights.
Yeah.
And I find a block with a comic book shop, a tattoo parlor, and a bar across the street. And I'm like, great, we're here for the day.
It's 7 hours right there.
I'm here for the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there was an antique shop, so Chris walked around when I got tattooed. And I'm on the table getting tattooed, and the girl asked what I was doing. I was like, I had a bunch of hours. What should we do? And I was like, I'm at the comedy club tonight. She goes, oh, who are your favorite comics? And I go, oh, Jim Norton, Jim Jefferies. And there's this guy, Big J. Okerson. And this girl's tattooing me, and she goes, Big J. Okerson? And I'm like, uh-huh. And she goes, that's my daughter's father's favorite comic. And just, like, keeps tattooing me.
Yeah.
And that's such a telling sentence.
Yeah.
Not... That's my ex's favorite comic.
My daughter's father.
That's my daughter's father's favorite comic.
My baby daddy.
And I'm like,
I remember getting...
That's a telling sentence.
Yeah.
I remember getting yelled at by a judge in court for referring to her as my daughter's mother. You know what I mean? Like, he was very telling. You just think it's okay. Like,
I feel like all of Big J's audience is baby daddies and baby mamas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember watching him address the crowd as such one day where he's like, I love... looking at all of the dudes try to explain to their girlfriend, like, no, he doesn't really mean it. Like, it's a joke. It's fun. Like, come on.
That is funny. Jay sells out a theater show and no one in the building has custody. Yeah. Nobody has sole custody.
It's all, they all don't have the kids that weekend.
Yeah.
It's all their weekend to party.
Yeah.
Dude, this one dude's haircut is always fresh.
It's crazy, right? Oh, and then here comes the Spanish.
George Santos.
The
Ducklet. Oh, you know, we're going to be going on the
road soon, so you know. That is definitely another stereotype. A hood stereotype is the super hood drag queen.
Yeah, they're always Spanish.
Yeah.
Always Spanish.
Yeah, but shaped like fucking freezers.
Like back in the day, though, we used to acknowledge them as having like a fucking mental problem, but now they're all brave voices.
Yeah.
No, that's... So there's drag queens, and then there's, like, weird sex workers. That's two different things. And this is definitely weird sex worker. There was one in my neighborhood in Bay Ridge named Shanae.
Yeah, really?
And Shanae looked like fucking Artie Fuqua in a wig.
Jesus Christ.
And Shanae would, this was her opening line to me. She sat down next to me on the subway once, and she goes, "Are you trans too?" And I went, "No." She goes, "You got a dollar?"
Yo, I like that those people that are crazy like that, there is no discrimination. There's nothing that she looked at in you that was like, this motherfucker can't be trans. You know what I mean?
Like, who knows? Gotta ask. Better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine him trying to tell the cops what a leprechaun is.
Yeah. Leprechaun. That's why they just killed him. How many times do you think the director was like, yeah, but could you die like more Asian?
Yeah. Start doing origami as he's falling.
Yeah, I remember coming in on this part like, what is this movie? There's so much gayness going on. And the sad part is I don't even think he's being gay. He's just so gay in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt that I can't see him straight.
You can tell he's serious because he has the African hat on.
That's how he sleeps.
Yeah. Let me get up and put my kufi on before I address this nonsense.
The kufi bit was probably the funniest thing in You People. That was a great bit. When they had to explain where it was from. That it was Farrakhan.
Yeah.
Sitting with a Jewish family. What a waste of Eddie Murphy the rest of that movie was, though.
I like the fact that this weird sex worker has visited Lowe's.
That's a sick fucking patio.
Yeah. Yeah, we all know if that was a real hood sex worker, that furniture would be inside.
Or there'd be inside furniture outside. Those are regular soft couches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not water repellent at all.
I keep expecting him to try to put weed in it and smoke it.
Hilarious.
Play some more.
This I like.
That sounded more threatening than the way he was talking before.
I know, right? What the fuck is happening? What just happened?
Charging up. They're charging up.
Wait.
They're going back to full capacity.
What the fuck is happening? What happened?
Well, sir, in your kufi, I understand you're very mad. Would you like to come down here and dance with a trans person? I'm sure that's in your repertoire.
Yeah, you see that old white guy in an orange shirt, by the way?
No.
Yeah, you look like... He was for sure like a key grip for the movie that they were like, we need an extra for this.
Absolutely, because this makes no sense that they have an audience, a following. Like, you understand what it takes to do a rap show. The audience has to know your music and be on board.
Yeah.
I've seen people try to be enthused and think that was enough to make the rap concert, and it's not going to work. People don't freely give overhand applause.
Is that because
it's
very...
Look at him.
Oh, wow, yeah. Is that because it's very call and response based?
Jesus Christ. No, I mean, you know how it is. People just want to know the thing is popping already. Who are these guys?
Can I ask an ignorant question?
Sure.
It's never stopped me before. Do rap groups do covers when they're on, like, the lower level? Because, like, I feel like that's the secret for, like, if you're in a rock band, to get people moving, you do covers so they had something they already knew. Would that be frowned upon?
It wouldn't be frowned. It wouldn't be received well by black people, but it'd be received well by white people, okay. And they would work. They've been doing that now. They've been doing cover rap concerts in suburban neighborhoods. So it's white people covering hip-hop music purely for hip-hop people. But what I have seen is, like, say a group like Wu-Tang Clan, like, the GZA might show up somewhere by himself at, like, House of Blues And he's definitely doing Wu-Tang songs and rapping along on other verses of the members who aren't there.
Yeah. Who does the verses that of the people that aren't there? Other people or him?
Like the audience. Like if it's a hot verse, the audience will just sing along and excuse the fact that that person's not there. Like if they're into the show enough, they'll be happy enough that just one member's here.
Do they get disappointed because they think there's going to be guests coming?
You know the fascinating thing? You can tell by certain artists, you know. Like GZA, no one's coming with GZA. Like Raekwon, yeah, he's bringing people with him. You know what I mean? Method Man, someone's showing up with Method Man. But Inspector Deck, nah.
Yeah, I watched GZA at a, it was like a, some Man of War, I think was the organization. It was like an MMA organization.
Mm-hmm.
And like for the break, the intermission break, it was just him in the cage rapping.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, rapper sample, by the way.
I like, too, the more wackier the characters are, they kind of get their shit off on the leprechaun, too. Yeah. Like, the leprechaun almost has to wait. I can't kill you. You're so wacky.
Yeah, he's like...
At the last Catalyst Wrestling show, we had a battle rapper open in the ring, and he loved it. People had a good time.
That was funny.
Jesus Christ.
He even dies gay.
that's probably just Fontaine having a nightmare or something.
It's a transgender nightmare.
That's probably just Fontaine. That's probably just Fontaine being a nightmare somewhere. What if he's just fucking them in the air?
What else could it possibly be? And that the fact that they went to go see it, they gay. They gay. They went to go see it. What did you think it was?
Mr. Funny Boy. What a hilarious name for
see what I'm saying?
Transgender prostitute.
The leprechaun still has to fuck and do a good job for a little while.
No, I think he's just choking him out.
Okay.
Yeah, he looked like he was taking a missionary, though. Which is the gayest way for a gay man to be getting fucked.
It really is. It's gay for both people, because then you have a dick and balls on your tummy.
Apparently, girls don't like it either. I remember one time hearing my roommate talk about that. She didn't know I was there. She had friends in the living room, and I never look at her the same after this. But she was just talking about how, like, yeah, man, I hate when people, like, try to fuck you in the ass, missionary. Like, don't do that and look me in the eyes. Turn me around like a slut. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
I think a lot of... gay dudes might, when they first start doing anal, do it on their back so that there could be like more communication.
Oh, yeah.
Why are men trying to communicate? I don't understand gayness at all. I don't understand it at all. Like, what is the point of fucking a dude and communicating?
I think to be like, easy, easy, easy.
Whoa, there, kid.
Yeah, you don't get to dictate that anymore.
Oh, slow down, player.
I think it's just easier than being like, hey, mister.
Yeah.
Just quit it.
Yo, my guy.
Yeah. Bruh. Yeah.
What did Eddie Murphy say? Slow down, boy. You're coming too fast.
Squeeze your cheeks. Rip your dick off.
Okay, he's setting a Home Alone trap. All right. A homie alone trap.
Are those Skechers?
They better not be.
Yeah, they were way ahead of Snoop Dogg, huh?
Yeah, those are fucking... Colin Quinn would wear those.
Yeah,
those.
Right? Nike Monarchs. Light on when he come in here. I like that they're straight. Fully dressed and awake in this man's house.
Get the little motherfucker in here, man.
Oh, they know the leprechaun's running in here.
Yeah.
They're trying to set a leprechaun trap. By electrocuting it.
Oh, is that what that was?
I think that's the deal, yeah. Or, I don't know.
Yo, shorty, you ain't even as big as my dick.
Oh, that ought to get him.
Yeah, and I bet you don't get no pussy either.
Faggot ass leprechaun.
Yeah, thank you for saying it. That was in the spirit of what I said, but I couldn't finish it.
It's okay, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, you do the same for me sometimes.
Hilarious.
You know what sucks?
There's
he's
no
gotta
other...
do that burn.
Yeah, there's no stunt digit. We don't have a stunt dwarf, so...
It's a child.
Well, actually, that might not be. So that was a mask. Yeah. That was, you could tell that was like a big fake mask.
A little Asian kid.
Hey, I'm not going to lie to you.
But I think he does do a lot of stunts. That's the reason he's cast so much.
Yeah.
Is because I think he's a talented stunt person.
Yeah, most of midget stunts are getting flung.
They are actually doing pretty well in this movie against the villain. I mean, yeah. Every time they've linked up, they've kind of left him with injuries. And mm-hmm. Then they go off and party somewhere, and then the leprechaun probably shows up. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that original Friday the 13th game. They hurt him, and then they flee, and then he finds him again.
Jesus Christ, they couldn't even get a blind stick?
No, that's funny. It's a regular game.
Yeah, she had a crowbar.
No, that's the name of where they drink downstairs.
The crowbar. Jesus Christ. Wow. Wow.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of things. I ain't never seen me a leprechaun's
go. There's no reason for her to be this way. But they were like, if you're going to be in this movie, you got to give it up.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Boys, you still a virgin?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what's wrong with you, son? Big old strapping boy like you? You got bad teeth or something?
No, ma'am.
There's some hot soup over there on the stove. With plenty of hot sauce, just like y'all like.
Jesus Christ.
Nobody likes that. Hot soup and hot sauce?
Yeah, that's a terrible.
How y'all like it? Bitch, you not one of us? What the fuck?
Dude, how y'all like it?
Listen, my family is the hoodest. They all got tattoos on their necks and everything. I never heard this.
Yeah.
Hot soup and hot sauce?
Uh-huh.
Hot sauce is hot soup. What are we talking about?
Butch.
Huh? What's got hot sauce in it?
Sanctuary, man. We need sanctuary.
Holiness. Church.
And bail bonds.
Jesus Christ. Because, you know, it's the hood. Although, no one talks about that. Lutheran churches, they be bailing people out of jail. Mm. Tax fraud, all kinds of shit like that.
I didn't understand hood until I started seeing those storefront churches, like on, did you take the two all the way?
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, my motorcycle clubhouse was a church. That they set fire to, more than likely for insurance money. Mm. And then we just kind of fortified the building and bought a cheap one in there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
fortified means they drank 40. I'm so sorry.
Cold fortified.
Did we cold fortified then?
That's black squatting. Fortified. Yeah, everything in the hood has to be more than one thing, though.
Motel rates are running about. We gave you $50 and we square.
Have I ever told you guys about the whitest phone call I ever got in my life?
Mm-mm.
Real nice.
How'd that work?
One more thing.
So it was, of course, my dad, what? King Honky. And he calls me once, and my dad's shop is in Bayonne.
Seems the lead singer got his ass.
And he goes, "Hey, Zach,
now, I know you, boys,
I know you like your weird combinations and shit. The guys are going to a restaurant for lunch, and I just had to call you and tell you about it." I'm like, "All right, go ahead." And he goes, "All right, you ready?" He goes, "Get a load of this. This place, this is a Bayonne." He goes, "This place they're going, they got chicken and waffles." Mm. And I go, "Yeah?" And he goes, "I mean, you ever heard of such a thing?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's chicken and waffles." And he goes, "Well, Jesus Christ, Zach. Is it fucking breakfast or dinner?"
No, it's diabetes.
Yeah. What year is this? Your dad is discovering chicken and waffles?
This is like within the decade. Yeah, this has got to be like within the last 10, 12 years. Because they got chicken and waffles. I mean, you ever heard of
so
such
funny
thing?
That your dad lives so in the rules. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like
that is black brunch, by the way. Chicken and waffles.
You know how it started?
No.
Late, believe it or not, not even down south. Late night, Harlem. Late night menu. And it was just like, fuck. People were coming out of the, you know, jazz joints and shit late at night. And they were down to like nothing because they had been serving food all day long. So this is just what they had left. Mm.
And then is Roscoe's the most famous place?
Roscoe's, yeah, they like took it and was like, "This is our thing. Yeah. This is our."
I wasn't impressed with Roscoe's.
Lead product.
It was good, but I've just It felt almost corporatized.
You haven't had the full experience.
Yeah. It was like corporatized. Yeah, it wasn't like...
Dude, I would say go to a soul food restaurant you like that has it on the menu.
Yeah.
That's typically that.
And then pay someone to come and snatch your jewelry and shoot you in the chest.
Yeah, no, I search out soul stuff now when I'm on the road. When I was in Houston... I just searched out Po' Boy.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I'm ordering from whatever looks fucking hilarious.
And now it ensues. Now the leprechaun comes. Now that they've recharged with a little bit of church.
Yep. Well, now... And then the flute's magical, so it makes people flock to him.
Coolio?
What?
Of course it's Coolio.
Oh, that's Coolio.
Damn. That's the same reaction I just had.
That's a magic flute right there.
Come along.
Yeah, I was just on the set of Dangerous Minds and I heard.
You'll save this movie from being a bore.
Here we go.
Then now one day you'll have a heart attack on the bathroom floor.
Now we really charge
it
up.
Not in charge.
Their meter's going past.
This is how you charge. Like when you just go to church in the hood, that's just a checkpoint. That just saves your.
The save.
Yeah,
the church storefront church.
Ah, oh, this is an official baptism right here.
This is a checkpoint / recharge. Everything in the hood's two things.
Are they a rap? Are they supposed to be some sort of rap group?
They're a rap group. Yes. Mm. All their songs sound like commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they sound like they'd be like, and at Burger King.
Yes.
You get the very best ingredients.
Hey, I can't be mad at them. They know what their goal is. National campaign, we made it.
Damn. You believe me now?
Is there anything funnier than Coolio just walking into the movie going, is that Coolio? Yeah. Yes. And then the movie just continues.
I know.
It's a Coolio cameo.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Coolio.
That's the key, man.
Like most of their budget went into that cameo.
Nah, I feel like Coolio.
He might have just known somebody.
Yeah.
Because this is way.
You think Coolio was like, yo, can you get me on that leprechaun movie?
No, but I think somebody called in a favor.
Yeah.
Because 2000, how much clout did Coolio still have?
Like, and then it was like.
He's, what, 6 years out of relevancy in 2000? Yeah.
I don't know if he ever had... He definitely had relevancy, but I don't know if he ever had clout, per se. You know what I mean? He was, like... He was known. He wasn't, like, hot.
Was he a one-hit wonder?
He wasn't a one-hit wonder. He had an album, and he had actually three singles off of that album that got... Because it was, like, Gangsta's Paradise, Fantastic Voyage. Like, he had charting singles. But I think he was just also... Like, no one cared enough to expose how his drugs and alcohol were bringing down his career. Mm. It's like, oh, Coolio's late. Coolio's just late. You know what I mean?
I love that Scooby-Doo
shit. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Yeah, they're doing a lot of the classic, like, getting spooked bits.
Yep. That was the original name of the movie. Leprechaun gets spooked.
Jesus Christ, Leprechaun 5, getting spooked. If that's not the title of this episode.
I don't know why, but that made me miss being able to see the ladies' faces in the booth right now. I'm going to see them react to the spook joke.
You need to figure out what you're going to do about him because he's right behind your ass.
Why is he holding the gun?
That was the original name of this podcast. Yeah. Zach Meeko's Midnight Spook Trips.
I do like the fact that Ice-T will shower and put on a new suit in between every injury.
Yeah, this has been like 2 or 3 days, and he's worn 4 different suits.
He's been shot multiple times.
Oh, yeah, and he's holding the gun in the hand that he doesn't have a trigger finger on him.
Yeah.
Holy
that looks great.
Shit.
Yeah, okay.
That's a great fucking effect.
Shit.
were saying?
That's how he really talks.
Get back with you niggas later.
Get that bow-legged
Wait,
ass, midget
what?
Ass.
All right, damn it, what the hell is going on?
Get your fat ass in there.
How the hell does space between your legs taller than your midget ass?
I love how he that's how he addresses gunshots outside of his church office. What the hell is going on out here?
Hey, knock it off.
Y'all are trying to save y'all with the Lord. Y'all out here shooting.
I want to know what his magic. I can't remember what his magic is. It's so funny. Whatever it's gonna be, it's gonna be hilarious.
Oh yeah.
Is he trying to get money out of the church safe?
Yeah, he's trying to put all the money away.
Man, we're dealing with some evil supernatural shit here, man.
Oh, you know that made the trailer.
Yep. Like, act scared. Like, what do I do? I'm going to grab the guy next to you.
He wanted to jump into his arms, but...
He wanted to get dead. He couldn't hold him.
Yeah, my, you know my back fucked up.
I got an idea.
Man, you know I can't be lifting motherfuckers up on film. I'm waiting on a settlement.
They can't see me on film holding another nigga in the air.
Wait for my check. By the way, this guy's magic.
All kidding aside, it's time to...
Side and die don't rhyme, sir.
Yeah. By the way, this guy's magic and is the only way of breaking down the door is shoulder
with his 40-pound body.
Yeah.
Okay, that was good.
Dude, midgets are like cannonballs.
Yeah.
I got my...
Wait. Now we're safe.
You don't know about this? Come on, you and the guy.
Dude, I got my chain jacked by a midget.
Good for you.
That's full on? Story.
Yeah.
Was it a wallet chain?
Yeah. It was an Italian midget. We went to a pizza shop, me and my cousins, and they dine and dash without telling me they were going to dine and dash.
The midget?
No, my cousins. Okay. They left me in there, and then, like, because I was going up to pay, and they ran. So then I ran, and then the midget that sweeps the floor came and called us, like, 2 doors down because they were waiting for me in, like, the Salvation
Army. Did they just tape a broom to him?
Dude.
Have him run around the store.
Yeah, he got me, man. He was strong. He held all three of us up against the wall.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I believe it.
His center of gravity was too low. We couldn't fuck with him.
I believe that.
We can't sample it. It won't record.
They still trying to make hits.
Yeah. That's how you know you're in the hood. We got to get out at all costs.
Get this on the road. Do this shit. Well, Vegas. What the fuck y'all talking about Vegas? Ain't nobody going nowhere with that thing locked up in my office. Hey, man, you know what? You just keep that lock safe.
Yeah, call animal control, and they'll deal with it in a minute.
They're covered in blood from somebody having his sternum exploded into their face.
Yeah, at no point has that been addressed.
Yeah.
The exploded man directly outside the church.
Yeah, the pastor, keep in mind, he got $50 for his involvement in all of this.
Yeah, so I'm feeling mad inspired right now. We got to get this track down now.
And fucking Ice-T just decided I'm going to deal with this later.
Young blood, how do you know about my gun? Man, dude, who don't know about
there's
your
a gun everywhere in the hood,
right?
From the depths of the netherworld, I summon you, me zombie fly girl.
Oh,
of course.
Dead hoes?
Yeah, it's about to be Jennifer Lopez and a bunch of...
He just summoned dead hoes.
Why are you playing it now?
Fly girls, but they're just Ethiopian women.
Jesus Christ. I'm not gonna lie to you though. This is what a lot of NNFA show live shows are like.
Okay,
you guys don't believe in us yet? Hold on and
hit the ground. Run. That's how black people are born, to hit the ground running.
It does bother me when people don't have good mic control.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be performing.
Yeah.
And they don't hold the mic consistently. It really bothers me.
Yo, man, hey, stop being disrespectful. Clap for these niggas, yeah. Man.
By the way, he used that flute to summon the two dudes that were already there.
Yeah. They just need to get their attention.
Uh-oh. Zombie ho.
Come, my child.
Oh, boy. That's the other thing, man. This is... Movies like this have taught me to beware of pussy. Like, I'm almost over, you know, careful when it comes to, like, hot women, where I'm like, nah, you're up to no good.
Just Dave Temple thinking, man, this could be a zombie fly girl.
Yeah.
I ain't dumb. Indeed I do. Backstage at a No Need for Apology show. Derek, watch out. She could be a zombie
man,
fly girl.
It's a zombie, man. I've seen this before.
Pass her on to Dylan.
Oh, no. What color her eyes going to be? Red? Green. Damn, girl, you got some pretty-ass green eyes.
I deal with that.
No, the evil serpent beast
but
when
you,
I
your
see
mom
him.
Must be Irish, huh?
Now get thee hence from the house of the Lord. Now be gone from the...
Oh, my back!
Sciatica fucking up.
Is there another hoe behind him? Oh, she brought out the hoe from within.
Wait, if he could get out of the safe, why did he have to summon the hose?
I have no idea.
This is,
but though it's really letting me know how fat I am because I have that exact death scene in a movie coming out, and I realized they killed him like that because it was so easy to hide the effects person and the actor behind him.
Ah.
And I die in that exact way in a movie that's coming out.
All
with
right.
A hand through my chest with my heart.
That is not a spotlight. That is someone waving a flashlight.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's giving him the light. He's like, guys, you got 2 minutes left. Come on.
Just make it look crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy.
Oh, poor Grips. Waving flashlights around.
And again, I'm not saying there's ever a bad time to summon hoes, but it just seems like for the plot of this movie, it didn't really make sense.
Or that he summoned more than one.
I hope that their group name is the Wife Beaters.
That's like as they get weaker throughout the movie, they're like getting more clothes on, and then when they charge up, their the Wife Beaters come out.
That's a very specific era of outfit that Red has on, too.
Mm-hmm.
The sleeveless sweater vest?
Oh, yeah, was the... Which was odd that Russell Simmons kind of brought that to hip-hop with Fat Farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was stealing it from, like, golf people. He was stealing, like, white fashion from golf people.
It was, like, 95 to 98.
This... What a hilarious role.
You made it. You are going to Vegas.
Why do they say Vegas like the end of Negas?
Your music's got a real special quality, and the kids are down with it.
Yo, we just keeping it real, you know what I'm saying? This
what a great song, part man. To get to be as an old white guy.
Yeah.
Like you get to dress tonight, like a pimp for a day.
Your stone bet to win. Tuesday night, 8 p.m., be at LAX. Congratulations, fellas.
Thank you, Mr. Grady.
You fan, Mr. Grady. We going to Vegas.
You know. That's how you know they're poor. They're excited for a $135 flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To Vegas.
Collectively.
Oh, and by the way, they're in LA. They're excited for a 40-minute flight.
Yeah. You know where the music industry is? Vegas. Oh, shit. Hell
yeah. And that's what happens when you rock the show. Hoes, free pussy, and they all wearing Oakleys. Robot bitches?
They are all bad chicks, though. So far, the baddest chicks in the movie.
The crowd were impressed. They loved every note. But how will you snap?
Yeah, the fact that they were performing, they thought this was over.
Yeah.
Hell nah.
There you go.
Well, that was a 7-year-old girl sleeping in bed. If I know how straight bullets work.
Is this better?
You can move, Red.
I'll give you a choice.
Yeah.
Be patient, Sister Aid. Give me the flute. Or I paint the wall with his brains.
Okay, okay. Okay, okay.
There's no way the flute's in there.
Give it up, man. Give him the goddamn flute, Post.
I'm not giving up this flute, man.
Give him the motherfucking flute.
But it makes people pay attention to our music. What about Vegas, my guy?
What about Vegas? He don't do nothing but play the. He don't even rap. Yeah.
He's a hype man. He gets some hype. Now I'm gonna have to hand out flyers on the street.
Now let him go.
I don't think anyone was gonna go see this group and then be like, "But where's the flute?"
Yeah.
As they say, lad, so near and yet so far. Now live with the thought. You were almost a star.
He's having so much fun.
Yeah.
Dude, his punishment to them was to keep them in the hood.
I'm not even going to kill you.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you live in this miserable existence here in L.A.
Having almost made it.
Yeah. You had a great show at the church and a great show on the roof.
Yeah.
And this is where it ends.
Almost had a flight to Vegas. Oh.
No, Post. No.
That's not gonna kill him.
Didn't see that coming.
At first.
That's a pretty.
He put himself in the car first.
I mean, if you're gonna blow your brains out, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank God he just bled out of his mouth a lot.
Yeah.
By the way, there's so many dead bodies that they have not addressed at any point.
It's also a brand new jacket.
like, come on, fuck with me.
That poor henchman is just exploded in a hallway.
This is fucking Migos now.
Yeah, that is a, like, if your homie dies, what happens to his flyest gear? Like, do you get to start separating amongst the homies? Divvy that up.
Yo, you know, you was always extra large. Yeah.
So it's over. Stray died for nothing. There's some fucking stinking corpse in a shitty car to be found.
One of the episodes of
It's over, man. He makes it sound like the leprechaun thing never happened.
Yo, yeah. Yeah, so one of the episodes of Storage Wars, I think it was. It was one of those shows. One of the guys buys a storage locker, and it was full of... Who's the guy that owned Def Jam?
Russell Simmons? Oh,
no, not Def Jam. The Death Row.
Oh, Suge Knight?
Yeah.
It was full of Suge Knight's suit, like leather suits.
Oh, wow.
Just giant red like leather two-piece suits.
Mm.
And this guy was like, that would be worth so much money. And then I was like, oh, no one wants these.
That's a weird thing to even have to pay for storage for.
Well, it was somebody else. They had been left in there for, like, years.
Yeah.
Now he's just stuck with all these hoes.
Yeah, dude. You never want to be stuck with a bunch of hoes.
Oh, this is a new hoe. She don't have any glasses on.
Here, we found a regular one for you.
Oh, he smokes now.
Which name gave him a hit of weed early in the movie?
Yeah. Right?
Damn, she bad.
She's putting on for the leprechaun, too, huh?
She's the bomb.
Oh, no.
Hell yeah.
Ice-T still has to come back and finish this off. Come on, Ice-T.
She's dressed like Sabrina Piper.
Yeah.
Now she's sad.
Yeah.
I don't understand what I signed up for.
Stand up the skirt. Better be. No? Okay. Better man than me.
Who's that?
You sound little.
That ain't Butch.
Oh, you must be one of Post's little friends. You must be wanting some of that food I made.
Damn. God damn.
Need some lotion. Now, how arthritis works.
Oh, and children? No.
That's not how arthritis works.
Not to mention, he's got 4-inch finger, sharp fingernails. She should think she would have noticed.
Yeah.
Plus, how did she know to grab him at the hat?
Right.
Wouldn't you go like this and miss first?
I love, too, this, her solution for arthritis was food.
Yep.
And washing his hands.
Yep.
Man, wash that nasty-ass arthritis off your hands, boy.
You know what? You know what? You got the gout. You know what you need? More sugar.
Oh, your hands all gnawed up. You know what you got to do? Wash your ass. I listened to Red Fox's Wash Your Ass album, and that's all I can say now.
Yeah.
When I try to do a black impression, best wash your ass.
Is this the same day, or is this black woman just not showering?
I can't tell. This movie is either a day and a half or weeks.
No, it's, I've been tracking it. This is like the fourth day. I've been tracking it because I'm watching this dude's hairline that has the ever fresh cut.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I could never eat with makeup on my lips like
is
that.
Is this a takeoff on... Doesn't a blind guy feed Frankenstein in the original Frankenstein?
Yes.
I think this might be a takeoff on that.
My bad, baby. I do that sometimes.
Oh, I always be stabbing motherfuckers' eyes out with
the stab post all the time.
Don't worry. I got some ointment for that.
No, be careful. I got some Vicks.
Check in the... there's a spare eye drawer next to the sink.
No, under the buttons. Yeah. Look under the buttons.
Oh, Lord, I wish I wanted all that hot sauce on that fork. That must sting like a motherfucker.
I also love the concept of black people pajamas, just denim. Denim and boxer shorts.
Just sleeping with all the lights on.
Every single
Look
one.
Look at that. His hairline has not, it's just still the freshest hairline it could be. 4 days into a cut. Fade still looks exactly the same.
I had so much fun being a misogynist upstairs at the barbershop.
It's all right, it's me.
I got my head shaved upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all half Spanish, half Arab.
By yourself, man.
And they were talking about how some guy bought his wife a Rolex.
Get that flute back.
And they were all flabbergasted. And the one guy's like, man, you believe you buy your bitch a Rolex, you ain't got one on your arm first? And they're all like having a long conversation about it, and I'm just very quietly sitting there. And I go, yeah, what does a woman need a Rolex for? There's a clock on the stove. And they all look at me and start laughing, and there's like three old Arab guys looking at me, and the one guy goes, and they all go,
there's a clock on the stove.
I'm king of the barbershop right now.
That's a good line, though.
Yeah.
Fuck, she need a Rolex for?
Anybody fucking with their shit? Was hunted down and killed in the most brutal manner. Yeah, no shit. So what's your plan?
Does he... Oh, my... Okay. You know how I know this guy is a fucking chump? He's got the comedy and drama faces tattooed on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
That dude is a theater bitch.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he didn't have mic control when he was rapping.
That guy is a... That guy...
Trust me.
This guy went Stephon Thompson, Juilliard.
Yeah. The clean face was not, that was his idea.
Yeah.
I'd prefer it this way, please. I think it makes me
Wait, you see that tattoo? This guy is a fucking little theater bitch boy.
They ain't even covered that up with makeup. That's just,
that's not fake either, right? That'd be such a dumb tattoo and then not to show it.
Yeah.
Get him stoned off these clovers, grab the flute. Run like hell while he's still tripping.
So they're going to have the smoke four leaf clovers.
But they do understand when they play the flute, he comes. They haven't figured that out yet. Let's go through all of this work to get the flute back.
Oh, more Bugs Bunny in, huh?
Man, black man can't get a break in entertainment. Always got to be dressing up like a bitch.
Shit, they had me dress like a girl in my first movie. I ain't give a fuck.
No, you want to make it in this industry.
Where do they get all of this shit from?
What's up with the fucking garters and shit?
Did they steal it from the... My only guess is they stole it from the Spanish guy.
Oh, yeah.
Where would they get all these giant shoes?
Yeah.
This is the ugliest woman I've ever seen in my life.
So Red looked like a church lady.
Remember, Mac Daddy's still out there. He gonna be coming after our ass too.
That was a good way to set it up that Ice-T will be coming back to the scene also.
Yo, you think Ice-T gonna be back in this movie? Yeah, probably. We owe him to he owes 3 more days on production.
I have no idea what a hip hop thing is.
Let's do this.
This is not a hip hop thing.
Yeah.
Just two dudes in a dress. This a hip hop thing.
This is not a hip hop.
About
thing.
To try to go lace a leprechaun to steal his flute. That's not a hip hop thing.
Ah. Wow, these bitches don't recognize him with the dress on.
These zombie hoes is high.
Lap in the hood, come to do no good.
Lap in the hood, come to do no good.
Uh-oh. Lap in the hood, come to do no good. We're going to do all the things that we should.
Tell me where the leprechaun is. It's okay. Just tell me where he is, and I'll let you go.
Did he save them?
No, but he's definitely holding them against their will now.
Yeah.
Now they're all stoned.
Damn, Post.
Red looks like he's about to do a set at the Tiny Cupboard.
You ready for this shit? I'm ready for this shit, man. Let's do it.
What a horrible...
All right. Now it's time to do our hip-hop thing.
Yep.
Yeah, what's the purse about?
Dude, he look... It's holding his Bible. He's holding his hymn book.
Why is one dressed like a hot streetwalker and the other one's dressed like a church lady?
Mm-hmm.
Got you some new fresh homie.
I don't do dark meat.
That's a Freddy Krueger line. How sweet dark meat. Fresh he says it to Kelly Rowland. Let me take a look in Freddy vs. Jason.
Yeah.
And then Kelly Rowland, who I believe, if I'm not mistaken, was very famous for doing Christian music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's
no, LaToya Luckett, but yeah, I know you mean it.
She went very Christian, and she improv the line that made the rest of the cast very uncomfortable, that made the movie, where she calls Freddy Krueger a quote-unquote faggot in a Christmas sweater. And when people talk about that movie now, they're like, yeah, she just said faggot. That was not in the script.
She said that.
Faggot lived in her heart. Uh-huh.
They say in the hood, you're never down unless you've the courage to go downtown.
That doesn't count as a rhyme.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Are you willing to jerk off this leprechaun?
Touch my little...
See, that's the kind of stigma about going down that really fucked everything up in the hood. Like in the hood, you're never down unless you go downtown. Like, who's gonna suck dick after hearing that? It's insane.
By the way, I thought he was coming.
I thought so too.
Nope, just falling asleep.
He's passed out from the weed because the weed is so good.
See, that's what they should have done. They should have bought him a bunch of food and wait till he passed out from the itis.
Well, he was already passed out to begin with.
You know, also real quick on that dick sucking thing, it used to really piss me off when dudes in high school would get upset at the chick and yell, "Suck my dick, bitch!" I'm like, dude, say anything else.
Yeah.
Don't stigmatize.
You're
this.
Ruining it. You're ruining it for the rest of us who ask nicely. Almost instantly bleeding out the mouth.
Please don't tell my dad this is how I died.
You know, take this dress off me.
Not in the dress, Post.
You're gonna be okay, man.
Yo, kiss my lipstick off.
The pussy in heaven, Post.
You're not Muslim, dog. Come on, calm down.
I wonder if heaven got a ghetto.
Girls, come on out. Can't hide. It's going down.
This is where you're just so tired that you go out and just beat the shit out of Mac Daddy with your bare hands.
Does he even know they're dressed like... I'm sorry.
Yeah, just see Ice-T getting beat up by a chick.
Does he know they're dressed like women? He just calls them girls.
Oh, he has no idea what
dress. I think he knows.
Yeah. Nothing but a hip hop band.
Another suit.
Another suit. He has changed. See, I think when you're Ice-T, you're doing this movie and you're keeping everything, and you campaign to have more. Because don't forget, he probably has like six outfits he didn't wear that he also took home.
Yeah. But these feel like also they're like Stacey Adams sets.
Yeah.
You know, like the shirt that comes with the tie.
Yeah.
Handkerchief.
I have multiple suit jackets I bought and then realized when I got home they were from the Steve Harvey collection.
Yeah.
Because I see them, I'm like, that's an ugly suit. I need that. And then it always says Steve Harvey. Because I love going to like discount, like Century 21 and shit. And they always have Steve Harvey shit.
Big panel of buttons up front.
Yeah.
Fucking chest looks like an elevator.
Get that fucking gun out of my face. You ain't back.
Dude, you have a gun too.
God damn it.
I did not see that coming. Yeah.
Shot me for the fourth time this movie.
In his gun arm.
Caught me monologuing. Jesus Christ. Shoot first, ask questions last. That's right.
Great reveal.
Cross-dressing imposter.
Ooh, how's it gonna rhyme with imposter? He just didn't.
I doubt you had real parents. You probably grew up in foster.
For a flaw of mine, you've done quite well. Now I'll take me flute and send you to hell.
Like, hey, you could take the heels off at this point, Post.
Not in a dress, please.
Yeah.
Take this flute from me, cold, dead hand.
Oh, shit. He's turning
I'll
it on
take
him.
It from you,
it's a rap battle.
You'll see. Because you know Dalep is the real OG.
Oh! Get him back, dog. Get him back.
What are you going to do about Mac Daddy?
Behind me. A valiant try, and right on cue. But if I fall for that, I'm as stupid as you.
Mac Daddy ain't dying today.
I love how this 3-foot person is everyone's first target when they go in the room. Like, that guy shot you, but this 3-foot person standing here, bash him with a chair first.
That is, it is odd to like walk into a room and see a midget and you didn't expect to see a midget.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, what the fuck? I was about to fuck you up, dog, on my bad.
You know who does that to me every time? Nick Novecki, when he walks into a room and I stare, and I remember having to explain to him, it's not because you're a dwarf.
Yeah. It's
because
you look like Dan Soder's child.
No. But also,
you're an unexpected dwarf.
His picture was on the wall at the Laugh House where I started for years. So it's also a very familiar face that I'm like, where did I know this guy from?
Dude, that shit happens with my identical twins.
What like, the fuck like just happened here? Did this just turn into a rap concert, a solo?
So the necklace landed on the fucking leprechaun.
Yeah, Ice-T hit him, and then the other dude threw an alley-oop.
Yeah.
And then Ice-T dunked the necklace on him.
Yeah.
I just need to show you guys I'm a man before this ends. Don't forget, I'm a fucking man. Again, people with flashlights in the background.
Yeah, where's his wife beater?
Oh, no, that was his old rap name. Wife Beater Will? No more. Now it's Suit Man.
Green Eyes?
Yep.
There we go.
So what, like the soul of the... Okay, the leprechaun's still alive.
I taught him everything he knows. Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, that movie with a completely unresolved ending. Oh, wait. I forgot.
Come from the land. Irish
damn!
Prince, the place where I learned my thing. From the Emerald Isle to your place in the hood, I'm the man of green, come to do no good. Lep in the hood, come to do no good. Lep in the hood, come to do no good.
I feel like this was supposed to be earlier in the movie, and it shut down the pace of the movie.
Yeah.
So now they just put it as the credits. Like, this is definitely how he acquired the hose or something.
Yeah.
And this was supposed to be a mid-roll scene.
Oh, yeah, she for sure was just working.
Yeah, this was like a middle-of-the-movie scene.
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be like a strip club or something where he's recruiting hoes.
And they changed it. That's probably why he even says, like, summon.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was, like, added later because they were going to cut this. That might have even been added in post.
Dude. I feel like, as a girl, showing up to set and being asked to do this, it's like, you don't almost be asked to do porn. You don't believe that. I would have rather answered a porn casting call.
It depends on what this pays.
Dave, you would be a filthy woman.
Yeah.
It's like, I'd rather do porn. I'm sorry.
I'd rather
and
do porn.
Definitely girls answer an ad for backup dancer.
Yeah.
I want to see the end of this. I apologize.
No, we're sticking through it. Yeah. Do it, girl. Yeah.
Yeah, this was definitely supposed to be a break in the middle of the movie, and it fucked up.
Yeah. They were his fly girls, as they were credited in the
script. Yeah, somebody complained. They're like, hey, this movie just stops dead in the middle for a rap video, and it's the most boring thing ever.
This is also very fascinating how, during this time phrase, like, in doing rap, three background dancers, only one black.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, we need some hoochies for a rap backup.
Hell yeah, dude.
Do you think that's also the director kind of wanted to do a rap video at one point in his life?
Oh, 100%. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Leprechaun in the Hood. I want to thank my guests, Dave Temple and Sydney Gant. Happy Black History Month from you, from me, to you and yours. Here at the Spook Show, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We love you so much. Thank you for all you guys do and supporting the show. And we'll see you next week here on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.